I often hear people talking about how police seem to know certain things about the people they deal with without ever speaking with them. It is common knowledge that police have access to an individual's traffic and criminal history. The traffic history records all matters relating to driving history, such things as speeding tickets, running a red light, defects, registration details, and various other matters are recorded here. The criminal history records all other fine and criminal charge matters where someone has paid a penalty, pleaded guilty, or they have defended a matter before the court and have been convicted of an offence. What many are unaware of is intelligence history. This can be simply defined as what police think they know. Some of this history may be verified or unverified, but it has not been tested before the court. Intelligence history contains such entries as commentary about what an individual may do. Examples include, will intimidate police, will resist arrest, will assault police, or will question police powers. It can also contain personal information such as aliases, associates, and health issues such as HIV status. Other entries include such information as may carry a knife, may carry a firearm, drugs courier, and IV drug user. Intelligence history follows an individual around for a very long time. Its primary purpose seems to be a system of negative reporting that provides police in the field with information that may be relevant at the time. Entries are usually very short and to the point. At first glance, it appears to be an excellent method to keep police on the front line informed and safe. Sadly, the system of negative reporting also has an ugly side. Since any police officer can add an entry, those who have a strong dislike for certain individuals can make adverse entries they know will cause that individual some trouble in the future. For example, if a police officer does an intelligence check on an individual and hears that the individual hates police, will challenge police, will question police powers, will resist arrest, they are a drugs courier and they may carry a firearm, there is a very strong possibility that the individual will be treated aggressively and searched. At the very least, they will be shown zero tolerance even if none of the entries are true. Another major problem with the system of negative reporting is that it is accessible by police officers over their radio networks. A police officer can stop someone and provide their name, date of birth and address, and the response they receive may include traffic, criminal and intelligence history entries. Anyone listening to a radio scanner can find out a lot of sensitive information about an individual if a check is done over the radio. Police have tried using data terminals, which are found in many police vehicles, but these seem to have a lot of problems with reception. An alternative solution is required to avoid unverified, vindictive, or very personal information being released so freely about any individual in the future. Big Rob's rant is interactive while being broadcast. You can join me at facebook.com/BigRobsOz, spelled BigRobsOz, or you can follow the Big Rob's rant links on the Big Rob's website at bigrobs.com.au. This is Big Rob on 92.9 River FM.